Today's daf is Erev and Taf Tezayin, and today we're going to talk about a sugya that the Rishonim deal with that comes up behind this sugya, and that is Efshar Letzamtzeim and E-Efshar Letzamtzeim. The Gemara here is trying to bring rayas on Tezayin. I'm an Aleph, starts with Tezvav Mabez, trying to be rayas about what about Paritz Ka'omed. We know that Omed has to be, each side, let's say, has to be Nechshav, as if there is a mechitza there, as if there is a wall there. So we know that Omed, more than Paritz, if the standing part is greater than the open part, so then that works. The question is, what about if it's exactly the same? Paritz ka'omed, would that work also? That is the shayla of the Gemara, right? The Gemara is talking about, if you remember, commenting on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah speak about there are people that are in an open area, a shayara, that they're encamping in a bikka, and they're surrounded with different types of kalim, and they're trying to make the kalim enough of it to be a wall. So the Gemara talks, the Mishnah mentions that if you have a large pirtza, it's not good, but the question is, what if you have pirtza that is exactly ka'omed? Rashi, kol ha-hekif kulo asui kain. The whole hekif is made like that. So, what is the halacha? So, machlokas, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Berdiv Yeshua, Rav Papa said it's mutter, Rav Huna Berdiv Yeshua says it is usser, and Rav Papa says why? Rav Papa omer mutter, why is the mutter to be exactly equal? Hachi agamari rachman ala Moshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, lo tifrots ruba. You cannot have parts more than omeid, but if it's exactly like omeid, then it is okay. Rav Huna Berdiv Yeshua omer usser. Rav Huna Berdiv Yeshua says no usser. Hachi agamari rachman ala Moshe. Gedor ruba. Most of it has to be closed. Right, that is the machlokas. So the Gemara goes through now a number of rayas, trying to bring a raya one way or the other, and one of them towards the bottom of the amud on Tesav Mabez, going over to Tezayin Amar Aleph Tashma Hamekare Sukaso Bishpudin O Baruchos Hamita. If somebody uses pasul schach for their sukkah, shpudin, metal poles, im yesh revach b'neim kemo sankshera. If there is enough space between the pasul schach to put kosher schach, then it's kosher. So it sounds like, right, it looks exactly, it's the equality, right, the revach b'neim, and you put between them, so then it is kosher. So that sounds like parakomet is mutter. The Ritva, by the way, just makes a comment how we could compare sukkah and the parits ka'omet. The Gemara says that has the comparison between sukkah and the Shabbos, but ask the Ritva of Imtor Mashmu Asenu Shadibarnu Baparitz Ka'omeid Linyan Schach Koshev Schach Pasul Shachol Omeid Elish Zek Koshev Zek Pasul. I don't understand the comparison there by Schach. There's no open area. And here there is, so it's not about parrots and omeid. V'yishlomer shezeino, says the Ritva, is not a problem. Dim isa de gamrinan de parrots ka omeid puzzle. If you learn that equal is puzzle, de rachmana boi b'mechitzos ruba b'kashrus. If the Torah requires ruba of the mechitza to be kosher, de mali she puzzle mechitzos mitam avir o puzzle sukkah mitam schach puzzle. What's the difference? It's a puzzle area. Hakolhu inyan echad l'may de gamri b'mechitzos for what you need, and therefore the Gemara can compare, and that is what we learned. So says the Gemara here, isn't this a raya that Paritz is ka'omed? No, what it really means is that the open areas where you can put the kosher schach goes in easily, and therefore it is really more. It is really more in the kosher area. Says the Gemara, I have a efshar letzamtzeim. Don't we say efshar letzamtzeim? What does that mean? Rashi, the kosal kadaitach, the high to come etaretz, benichnas viyotze, hachi come etaretz. The havamin is that when the Gemara says that it goes in and out easily, this is how we understand it. To call kimosan, benichnas viyotzehu, dein derek letzamtzeim. It's not the derech letzamtzeim, but the Gemara says v'ha efshar letzamtzeim lachavim shelo yehilo revach yoser v'na kamosan tanan. Right, the Gemara is understanding that you did it a little wider to be able to fit, but the Mishnah says that revach beinam kimosan. Kimosan sounds like it's exact, and we're assuming that that's possible, that efshar letzamtzeim. Answer: I'm Rav Ami b'madif. No, the answer Rav Ami says the Mishnah is that you are not mitzamtzeim exactly, but you left a little larger shear for the schach kasher to go in, and therefore it is not a raya for the issue of paritz ka'omed or not ka'omed. But the Gemara here brings in our girsa. Rashi's girsa is efshal etzamtzeim is mentioned beferish in the Gemara. Tosfos here says that even without that Gemara's question, the fact that there's a machlokas about Paritz Ka'omed tells us that it's Efshel Atzamtzem. What is Efshel Atzamtzem? Efshel Atzamtzem means it's possible to be exactly the same. Right? This comes up in various sugyas and shas. The classic, the source for this Yesod and principle is the Mishnah in Bechoros and Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah in the second parak of Bechoros discusses whether things could happen at the exact same time. Again, Efshel Atzamtzem has to do with time, has to do with volume, has to do with space, right? Different areas where Efshel Atzamtzem comes up. So the Mishnah there in Bechoros is about time. Rachel Shlo Bichra V'yolda Shnei Zecharim, where you have a sheep that had not had a Bechor yet and gave birth to two males. V'yolda Shnei Rashen Ke'achas, and both of their heads go out at the same time. So do we really assume that they could have both come out at the exact same time? Or do we assume that one came before the other? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Shnei and LeKohen, they both go to the Kohen, meaning Efshel Atzamtzem. That it's possible that they both came out at exactly the same time. They both have Kedushas Bechor. Shenemar HaZacharim LaShem. Interesting that we learn that from a Pasuk, though. It's not a Svara. HaZacharim LaShem. V'chachavim Omerim E'efshel Atzamtzem. V'cham say no. E'efshel Atzamtzem. Rashi, Sheyetzu Shnei Rashem Ke'echad. Dil Ela Ha'echad Yasat Chila. V'lo Yadiyin Heiniyu. Really, one of them came out first. Rashi seems to say it's impossible. It's impossible that it exactly happened at the exact same time. Really, one of them is a Bechor, one of them is not, but you just don't know. One of them will go to you, or one of them will go to the Kohen. Really, E.F. Shalatzamse means that it is impossible. The Rambam also seems to have this Lashon. E.F. Shalatzamse means that, really, Mitzias, it can happen together. The Rambam says at the beginning of the fifth parak of Bechoros, Rachel Shalabich of Yeldosh Nezacharim, Afilu Yasu Shnei Roshem Ke'echad, E.F. Shar Shalokadam Echad. Impossible. V'hol v'ein yadua eze yatzar rishon. Hakohenot elas hakachush v'asheni savi b'char. The Kohen takes the weaker one. Because habot b'chaver lo araya, and the other one is a savi b'char. And therefore you have to treat it with all the chumers of b'char until you can get out of it. So that's just back to the Mishnah for a second. The chum say yef shal etzamtzem echalo v'echal l'koin. Rabbi Tarfon omer, the koin is boris ha'yafeh. Rabbi Kiva says m'shamanim b'neim. Okay, but that is the classic source for yef shal etzamtzem. There is a Tosfos there on the Zainim Abeis that seems to say that really maybe even yef shal etzamtzem just means that we can't figure it out. Even if in theory in Mitzias it is exactly the same, we just don't know. We just can't figure it out. E.F. Shalavarer Tzimtzum Shebidei Shemaim Gom Leida Dehacha She'im Panay Lavar Ladakteik Ezi Yatzat Chila V'lakach Ein Shteyim L'Kohen Avo B'yidei Adam. Maybe there's a difference. Okay, but that's the sugya of Efshel Atzamtzem or Efshel Atzamtzem. That's in terms of time. But here it's in terms of space. So Tosfos says the fact that the Gemara quotes Paritz Ka'omed, that concept, it must sound like it's Efshel Atzamtzem, because it's Efshel Atzamtzem, then there wouldn't be a machlokes. Why wouldn't there be a machlokes? So the Gemara says, the Tosfos implicitly says, but I'll read it from the Chiddushi Haran. Chiddushi Haran says, because then, of course, her papa would not say mutter. If Efshel Atzamtzem, so then one of them is for sure bigger than the other one. Would we be makel? It could be that the paritz is greater. So how could you even ask the question of paritz ka'omed and therefore be matir? Must be that it's efshel atzamtzem. Devadei hachikamer, says the Ran, that mida ifligi, rapapa, rafunabre de Yeshua, but paritz ka'omed, shmamina de lukuliyama, efshel atzamtzem. Di lo, hechi shari rapapa, paritz ka'omed. Lechush dilma paritz maruba. Di e efshel atzamtzem. Maybe shvi choshesh. Elevade, sphere lila talmuda, de misa, de. E Efshel Atzamtzem, Lo Avishori Rav Papa, Misham Hani Treitz Nadin, the Lavkis Fek Svekadami. You wouldn't be Mekel. I'll have to see what he's referring to there. But that's the comment of Tosfos and the Chiddushi Haran that our Gemara assumes Efshel Atzamtzem. The Gemara there in Bechoros on Daf Yud Zayin quotes, as we mentioned, the Mishnah, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Aglil, and the Rabbanan. You could have been Mechali between two types of cases. And there are stages of the Gemara, and we've shown them that are, but the Gemara's Maskana there is that we're not Mechali between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam. Whether Rabbi Yosef Lili says that Efshel Atzamtzem, even Bidei Shemayim, or the Rabbanan say Efshel Atzamtzem, even Bidei Adam. Right? Even if a person is trying to be very medaktig, still the Rabbanan Paskan Efshel Atzamtzem. Good. There is a Tosfos. Tosfos is not here, but Tosfos earlier we had on Daf Hem Beis going over to Vav and Aleph, where Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Shmaya. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Shmaya. It's on the line there in the Gemara of Safek divrehem lahakel. So the Tosas that slides over to Vav ben Aleph, Rabbi Shmaya Pirish, de matzi lemeimar, de bide adam nami ef shalatzamsim. Even bide adam, ef shalatzamsim, as we just explained from the Rabbanan, ef shalatzamsim in all cases, even if a person is trying to in control of it. Vaha de paritz ka'omein mutter, what about our case? What about our case of paritz is ka'omein? So how is that mutter? Didn't we? We just explained the diuk. Mishum dahave ke'ein svek sveka. It's like a svek sveka. Ke'ein svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? Says Rabbeinu Shmaya, Shema omeid meruba. Really, even if the EF shel etzamsim, maybe there's more omeid. Maybe there's more omeid, and therefore it's mutter. V'afilu ki lo nafish v'shavu ki adadi mutter. Maybe omeid is meruba, and maybe even if omeid is kaparutz, kaparutz is ka-omeid, it's also mutter. So it's ke'ein svek sveka. V'hashta shaper karele safik divrayim. And that's what the Gemara here means, there on dafayim beis, safik divrayim. This is the comment of Tosfos. If you look at Rekiva Eger in the Chuvas, in Kama Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, so he says, this yisod, according to Tosfos, it apply whenever you have cases of tzimtzum and exact measurements in the middle, and if that's true, Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered, why don't Poskim quote this Yesod of Tosfos? And he quotes it from Tosfos in Becharis and Chulin in a different context. We know the after shecht rov simanim. You have to shecht rov simanim of an animal, two by a behemoth and one by an oaf. What happens if you shecht exactly half? Exactly half. So let's assume, like here, paritz ka'omeid, shachut ke'eno shachut is exactly the same. Would that be good enough? And if it would be good enough, because of this svek sveka, maybe you did rove, and even if you didn't do rove, but maybe equal is enough. So if that's true, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why didn't Poskin quote this yisod that svek sveka could beat even a cheska sister? V'chidush be'enai, shelo he'iru ha'achronim lahotzi mizeh das ha'tosvus, the svek sveka gam be'ischazik yisur ha'shari, toha be'mechza al-mechza b'shchita havi svek sveka, b'psol ha'shchita davi cheskas she'eno zavuach. And that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, why the postgame wouldn't quote this as a riot. So the answer many achronim give, or the Ar Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha, discusses this in the Chiddush Rav Meir Simcha in Chulan Adav Chafres. I'll mention him first, and that is, Tosfos doesn't really mean svek sveka. He says, ke'ein svek sveka. Ke'ein svek sveka. It's not really a svek sveka, because if you think about it, it's really one suffik, what's called shem echad. It's one suffik. Maybe there's enough parutz, or maybe there's enough shachut to win. That's it. So maybe it's more than half, maybe it's exactly half. But that's not called two svekas. Two svekas are two different svaras for making it lakula. But Tosfos, Rav Meir Simcha says, Hanach roe midivrei ha-Tosfos, davagav de'ika chazaka shlo nishkata, vasvekas b'shchita gufa, b'choza az lina basar svek sveka, u'delo kidivrei achrona delagav chazaka lo mahani svek sveka. Ach tam svek sveka lo shayach. Je'ein safik echad matir yoser mechavero. V'yalkein together acherhu umitam ruba v'adrar aruchim. Really, Tosfos means rov. It means the majority of possibilities is that it is kosher. That's what Tosfos means. It doesn't really mean svek sveka. It means rov. Even though we know that we'll have a shiur about svek sveka one time, svek sveka might work me din rov. But he's saying it's not svek sveka, it is rov. The Sfasemis also discusses this in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Tezvav. Nira dela mitam svek sveka asi Allah. Doesn't really mean that. Rakiva delafaneno nira ha paritz ka'omeid. But it's just that when we look at paritz ka'omeid, it looks equal. It looks like it's paritz ka'omeid. V'kasher, rak denasa suffix shema anutoim. The EF shel etzamsim. It's just that we have a suffix. Maybe I'm not being exact in my measurements. EF shel etzamsim. Al ze yesh lomar dekiva tekemochein nutal nuchal litos lahatir kamo leiser lachein ein ze bechlal suffix Torah lahachmir. V'dano so kamo svek sveka keinirali. It's not really a svek sveka. It just means that really there is a betzias. I did something. I think it's mutter. Now I have a suffix of the reality, but I have a suffix that can go in either direction. So that type of suffix is not enough to create a suffix daraisa, l'chumra. Because really, I think the reality is that it's fine. Now I'm trying to think, maybe not. So that's not enough of a suffix daraisa in order to create problems. Okay, so that's some of the issues of Yeshal Atzamsem in terms of measurements, but there in terms of distance, let's say. It also comes up by Egla Arufa, right? If it's, do we assume it's Yeshal Atzamsem and it could be close to the same exact distance from two cities, but it also comes up by mitzvos. This is an important discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Kuf Tes. Kuf Tes. What's the mitzvah of Kuf Tes? The mitzvah of the Shemen HaMishcha. There's an Isser to make the Shemen HaMishcha in the exact same way that it was made. There's an Isser to be Sach, Azar to be Sach Shemen HaMishcha. Azar is allowed to smear himself with the special oil that was made with the special ingredients. And Kuftes in the Sefer Achin is the Isser not to make the Shemen HaMishcha. Uvmas Kunto Lo Sa'asu. Not to make the exact Shemen HaMishcha. Mishar Shia Mitzvah HaMishcha Kasavnu Be'Isser Mishicha. So, look back at the previous one to know what the Sharash of the Mitzvah is. But he says, Inyan HaMitzvah. Shavar Zachar Nalav Racha. Kimei Olam Lo Nase Mimenu Ela Oso Sha'asa Moshe Ba'Midbar. The only Mishcha that was ever made was the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar. V'yamru She'Neis Nase Moshe Kulo Kayam Lase Lavo. And there's an ace that it's always there. It never ran out. Umasha Otsio Mimeno Mashicha Samishkam the Caleb. The fact that we used it for Mashicha Habracha Hishlimu. It never became Chaser. Vishen Chayavan Alasiyasa Elabishasau Bishum Samamanov. But this Isser of creating, making more Shemana Mishcha is only if you make it in the exact same way that it was made with the perfect ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. Some Achronim say, what about Chasi Shir? Right, isn't there a chatzi? What about Nisr chatzi shir? The answer is, this is probably, if you put in half the ingredients, this wouldn't be chatzi shir. It would be what's called chatzi malacha. Like in Shabbos, if you do an akira, not a hanacha, that's not called a chatzi shir. That's not like not like borer, doing less than a grogeris of borer. No, but that's chatzi malacha. You didn't even do anything. So here too, if you do half of the ingredients, l'chora, it is chatzi chatzi anything, and therefore it's nothing. Vizui lasha maskutom lasha cheshbon, klomer becheshbon samamanov. So this is the iser of doing it. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Here's his discussion. Belach oret sarich iyun. We have the sugya of efshel etzamsem and efshel etzamsem. So if you say like the rabbanan hold efshel etzamsem even bidei adam, how would you ever violate this iser? You can never be so exact. Belach oret sarich iyun. That's by Egla Rufa. You can't add on any, you can't take away any. There are two svaras to say potter. Dilma shokal yoser potter. Maybe he did more. O dilma shokal pachos a gamkin potter. V'lo nishar ala svar achas l'chi of dilma kivan b'tzimtzum hei chayev chatos o malkos. How could you ever get chatos o malkos? It's a suffix whether he's chayev or not. V'svar azu ayin tosas v'kama me komos. So that's the question. So achav emes lo kasha says the Minchas Chinuch yisod gadol. To hagam ala siya kasha. Dilma hosif ogara. After efshar lomar tahay day nesor b'moshe Rabbeinu. How do you make it? The Torah doesn't rely on nisim when it comes to mitzvos. Okay. In poor and yesod, the Torah wasn't given to angels. Whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah or an aveira that has to do with a certain shear, a measurement, a weight, hakolafidas ben adam. The Torah was given to humans, and therefore, human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assumes that you do the best that you could do in terms of being mitzamsem, and that's good enough for this mitzvah and this avera. That's what it is. V'zem b'furish b'shas b'choros. Right, the first b'shas, the Gemara says there. Demaksha, aman da'amar yefshal etzamsem imidos mizbeach v'kelem. Ay, what about the kelem in the mizbeach in the mishkam? V'taret shani hasam, d'rachmana amar avid. B'chol hecha d'matzes avid, nichalei. The Torah tells you to do it. Then the Torah trusts that whatever you do is best and it's going to work. All the other ones where it comes up, it's just b'mikra, by b'chor. It's not about simsum inherently, it just so happened in this case, two came out at the same time, or egla rufa. But generally, You don't need the exactness. Avo b'makom da mitzvah tachi lo shayach lomar I efshel etzamsim da Torah nir lo b'nei adam al haaretz ukefi kochenu kena mitzvah v'azhara. That's what he says when it comes to mitzvahs. Then he says v'chein by mitzvahs. What about achilas matzah? Kol achilas mitzvah iser da Torah agmare shein b'kizayis o shiurim achirim sheish b'torah. There's a shiur b'kizayis kabetsa whatever it is. Hatorah nitna b'tzimtzum lefi daitenu. It's based on us. Based on us, it's not just a mikra situation that happened, and then you get into the sugya of efshar efshar latzamsim. But here, it's not. It's part of the tzibui itself, and therefore the same God, the same Torah that tells us to do this, knows that we're human beings. He even says, "You have asi dochalos asay." So you're going to tell me it's a suffix whether you did the mitzvah, and therefore you should never say asi dochalos asay. It must be you did the asay. You consider it as if you did the asay. Vade b'dasa adam talya milsa v'atarat zivsalanu kain. Avu mitzvah she'ena mitzvah tuliy b'shir. Rak mitzvah he b'fnei atzma like b'char. That's where you have the shaila. The Stipler also talks about this minchas chinuch and the minchas chinuch's issues in b'choros. In Simin Yurches, that's where he says, "Ein Sorach Lomar, Hod Mischayva Isser Bamaskunto, Lotasu Mishun Bahaki Haibi Rachmana, Abe Shinim Mitzumsam." You don't have to say Yurchayv even if you are Mitzumsam. No, this is called Mitzumsam for this mitzvah. It's called Mitzumsam for this mitzvah. And he talks about that Asi Dochalosa say issue of the Minchas Chinuch. That's an important yesod. There are other cases where Efshel Tzamtzim comes up, man throws a get to his wife, Savik closer to him, Savik closer to her. Again, our case of Paritz Ka'omed, which by the way we paskin mutter, like Rapapa, the Gemara in Bechoris there is a case where you break a Klicheris in half, which is the bigger half. So there's a lot to talk about. Just to end with one Dvar Machshava, you remember I've mentioned in past Shiurim, Rashi at the end of Parshat Mishpatim talks about that the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu, by Matan Torah, shechted a number of animals. He took half the blood and sprinkled it on the Mizbeach and half the blood and sprinkled it on the people. Ask Rashi, Mi Chalaka, who split the blood in half? Because the Torah says he shechted the animal. He took half the blood. It doesn't say that he split it. Who split it? But Malach v'chilko. Malach came down from Shemayim and split the blood. Ask Rav Huttner, you need a Malach to come down from Shemayim and split the blood? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu just do it? What do you mean, who split the blood? Moshe Rabbeinu split it. It doesn't say it, but Moshe Rabbeinu must have done it. Why the Dafka, you need a Malach to split the blood? Answers a footnote. What do these two signify? Blood on the Am, blood on the Mizbeach. Ben Adam Lamakam, Ben Adam Lachavero. That was the bris at Har Sinai. Lest anyone ever in history suggest that one is more important than the other, but Malach v'chilko. Even if you want to say a person can't be Mitzamsem, Eif Shalat Samsem, here a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Here a Malach came down and split it because we need exactness to show that it's a package deal, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chavero. Okay, we'll stop here.